Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk to Billy Quessy. He is a guy from Spring Valley, Illinois, who's done one of those lit-up houses, and he's on a phone right now. Hey, Billy, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
I'm great, John. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Likewise. I'm doing well. Nice work, man.
Well, thank you so much. We just love doing it.
I got a call from the space station. They want you to turn the lights down.
Yeah, it's incredible how visible they are, even from above.
How many lights are on your house?
Well, it's approximately a little north of 5,000 individual LEDs. Well, if you consider that they're RGB LEDs, they have a red, a green, and a blue, then you could call it 15,000.
Right, multiply it by three because you get all of those colors. So you have one of those houses, and by the way, you can see it at WGNradio.com. We just today have posted a video on our website with the behind-the-scenes footage and an explainer of how you did what you did, and you'll be able to see what it looks like when they turn it on. Is this something that the people like you, it's fantastic. It's fast, it's lit, as the kids say, and it's set to Christmas music. When I come by your house to see it, do I hear it from speakers or do I dial in on my radio, on my dashboard?
So yeah, you pull up, and we're pretty well suited in a little cul-de-sac, so there's no cross traffic, and you'll tune your radio in your car to 94.7. It's a station we found that we're not interrupting any other broadcasts, and a low power transmitter just keeps it to the house.
So do people like you that do this do it on your own, or is there a kit? Do you buy it in the mail and 5,000 lights and some sort of computer code arrives?
Well, John, I've been doing this for over a decade now, and when it started, it was very, very DIY and took a lot of technological know-how to accomplish. But as the years have gone by, the amount of people in the country and the world that are doing this have increased. Little companies have sprouted up around it. Now it's easier than ever for somebody to get into the hobby. Still a little techie, but I don't see it being too long before you could pick up a kit at maybe Home Depot and do a little light show of your own.
Think about that. That could be something you would market, because I have trouble remembering the password to Netflix at my house, so I'm not going to do what you did. But if you said, hey, here's a box with everything you need, look at what people do to their houses and yards for Halloween. If you could sell that as a kit, I think there's money to be made. But never mind that. So then what do you buy these lights off the rack at Target and plug them in? How do you coordinate the music with the lights?
Yeah, they're not quite there yet. You have to special order the lights. You can get them off of Amazon or through several vendors. They're a particular type of LED that we call individually addressable, which means you can tell any light on the strand to be any color at any time.
Wow.
And so you hook them all together, and you have a computer that's running the show that sends the commands to the right lights so that it all lines up and looks cohesive.
And do you orchestrate that, or are you able to, does it come sort of predetermined what lights go on to the music, or do you pick the song and sort of figure out when what light is going to be on?
I do everything, but I have a little piece of software that is developed by the light show community called X-Lights that lets you tell it where on your house the individual lights are, and it forms a map where, instead of flipping switches to say LED 367 be red or blue, I can do general things like put candy stripes across the whole house,
and it
will figure out the commands to send to make that happen.
Wow. Oh, that's neat. So do you sort of menu click the images you want then?
Yeah, there's a collection of effects that you can then, tweak and adjust. It's almost like, editing a video or editing a audio file, you get that timeline of here's the entire song, and
right.
and then you add layers and add moments in the song that you want, you know, animations to trigger. So it's a very creative process.
Yeah, it sounds like both. You know, they've done some of the work for you, but it's your imagination. Do you get to pick the song, or is that predetermined?
I pick the songs every year. It takes a song that has kind of punchy beats, yeah. That you can find areas of the song to do flashes and stripes and different elements.
Okay, so when there's a beat that's coming up, da 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 da. Then do you sort of push a button at that point and say, okay, now make candy canes go across the house to match the music? Is that what happens?
It's kind of point and click. Like, you'll drag an effect onto an area of the timeline and then adjust the colors, adjust the, you know, the parameters of it. But a really nifty part of the software is I'll play the song first and I'll think about how I want it to go. And you can use a keyboard button to add little timing marks to the song.
Right.
So I'll play it through, and as those da-da-da-da-da are, you know, they're hitting, I'll just tap the keyboard, and it'll put a little placeholder there so I know the general movements of the song that I'd like to key to.
So do you then run out in the front yard and turn it on and go, yeah, I don't like it that way, I want to change it around a little bit?
Sometimes, yeah. This year we got really lucky with the warm temperatures, but often I'm outside and bundled up and it's snowing, and I'll see it on the lights and say, oh, well, I need to tweak that and that and that. But luckily, the software provides a nice visualization. So as you're animating, you have a general idea of what it's going to look like on the whole house.
Do the neighbors in your cul-de-sac mind?
You know, they love it.
That's what they tell you. That's what they tell
you. Well, we had a neighbor that just moved. It's kind of a bittersweet moment.
Oh, I'm sorry, but
they loved it so much that they would pepper their yard with more traditional lights. It had, you know, the manger and all the blow-ups. And so people would often tell me they loved looking at theirs as much as mine.
I saw a video this weekend of somebody who had a house like yours. I don't think it was yours. And the neighbor had just a great big lit sign that said Ditto with an arrow.
Yep.
Pointed. Maybe that was in a commercial or something, but it was fun that... And you do see this on blocks with even more traditional lights, that if somebody really does their house, the next year the neighbors do, and it kind of grows out. So you've got, it sounds like, a pretty bright cul-de-sac there in Spring Valley. How far is that from, Spring Valley. How far would that be from, I don't know, Naperville or Joliet or Chicago? Whereabouts are you?
I'd clock it about an hour and a half. We're right in, the Illinois Valley or Starbuck country, so... Spring Valley is just a couple minutes from La Salle, Peru, and 20, 25 minutes from Ottawa. If that gives some clarity to that.
So we'll head out I-80 if we want to maybe check.
Yeah, there's an exit off of 80 right into Spring Valley, and you head down 89 and just one turn, and you'll see it before you get too close.
By the way, Billy, one of our listeners said, is this guy a musician, either amateur or professional? It seems like he has a lot of knowledge of music to be able to pull this off. What a great guy. Thanks, says 847.
I appreciate that. By trade, I'm a software engineer, an IT professional. And I think, you know, computer science and software engineering lends to, you know, a bit of creativity.
Well, then, Billy, do you think amateurs can do this? I mean, you're not musical, maybe, but you're obviously comfortable with that stuff. Do you think I could do something like this?
I think with enough preparation, absolutely. Like I said, it's becoming more accessible than ever, and there's a lot of helpful people on Facebook. And
I'll bet. I have to go, Billy, but last question. What did this run you? Do you mind sharing with us? What's the ballpark on this?
You know what? It's been built over the course of 10 years, so just a little bit every year. You know, you can figure that lights themselves will cost approximately like 25 cents per bulb. And then, to get a controller and the software is free, but just expect to get started, you might spend a couple grand.
Yeah. You have 5,000 bulbs, 25 cents a bulb, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what a nice gift to the community and, you know, West Northern Illinois or wherever Spring Valley is. I know that area. Trust me, it's easy to get to. That's Billy Quessy, and his Christmas lights are in. Should we give your address, Billy, and let people come out and see him?
Oh, feel free. If you search the name, it pops up anyway. So you can find us at 3 Hidden Grove Lane in Spring Valley. And the show runs from 5 to 10 every night until New Year's.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Billy. Congratulations. A lot of fun.
You too, John. Thank you so much for having me.